The city of Syracuse appears ready to give out just its second 30-year property tax break later on this afternoon. As the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports, bad feelings toward the recipient of the first deal almost killed this one.
The vote on a new off-campus bookstore and fitness center for Syracuse University was supposed to happen in March, but it was pulled when there weren't enough votes. Several counselors shied away at the length of the deal, equal only to the one the Destiny USA Mall was given. But counselors confirmed Friday that negotiations with the developer and Syracuse University seemed to have resulted in enough support. Counselor Helen Hudson was one of those who switched her vote.
There's going to be more projects coming, and we're going to be negotiating even more. But I think it's a wonderful start, and I really do believe that we should move forward.
A local hiring program by the developer and public access to the facility were enough to win over three counselors. Since the land is currently owned by the tax-exempt university, economic development proponents say the deal is a good model for generating at least some revenue. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.